Hey, this is Portia Chandler out of Houston, Texas, and I am super excited about another wonderful day that I have been blessed to see and live in and experience to the full. I am living the dash. I am so excited that there is this awareness that everything I do has purpose, everything that I do has meaning, and everything I do is a directive or a stepping stone to the next place I am supposed to go in life. Well, one of the things I realize as I have many conversations with some of my clients is that one of the biggest opposing factors is not really even what most people would assume are the greatest things that come against people being successful in business. And most of the time, the top things that someone would name is, well, I don't have a lot of money. So the budget's not there. So you assume that you cannot reach your goals or do what it is that you want to do in life because you just don't have the money to do it. So that's one of the things that I commonly hear. It's just that the budget's not there. But then the second thing that I hear a lot of is, you know, I just don't really understand that thing. I don't understand that technology thing. I don't do this. I don't do Facebook or Twitter or this or that and another. I'm not really just a YouTuber. I'm not good in front of the camera. I don't do anything else like that. And you know what I wanted to talk about? I wanted to talk about the possibility of change. The idea that change could change your life. And that when you open your mind up and you just release the negative impact that the unwillingness to change and to do things differently could possibly turn your life around and cause a tsunami of positive impact in your life, would you even be willing to do it and give it a try? I'm thinking right now that it's not budget and it's not the lack of knowledge that's preventing you from attaining your goal and doing what it is you really want to do so passionately in this life. What I believe, it is the inability for people overall and in general to embrace change. We're creatures of habit. We're usually taught how to do something. And there's usually four or five steps to do it. And we follow all four or five of those steps. And we get in a habit of doing it that way that we become so comfortable that we don't even think that there could possibly be another way that could even simplify our workspace and cause us to work smarter, not harder. I'm going to share a very quick story with you. As I was growing up, my mother, was with my father's military guy. He had this very unique way of making up beds. And I mean, it looked like something you would see in a department store. Every crease was cornered. You know, every crease was just folded neatly. It just looked very, very professional. When you would walk in the room, you would just wonder how in the world was the bed made so straight. And because my mom was such a stickler about how you made the bed, I made an inner promise to myself. I said, you just let me get grown, and I guarantee you I won't make my bed not one day. I couldn't wait till I moved out and I got my first apartment. I bought me a really nice, beautiful bedspread, nice little chandelier and little shears, and it was wonderful, and I had great little pillows and shams, with the exception of one thing. I never had a commitment to make my bed. I'm going to tell you about this particular incident, and I'm going to tie it into why it is so important for you to be open to change. That one little philosophy that my mother was so adamant about doing, she had a set system that she put in place that she did every morning when she got out of the bed. The very first thing she did was she made her bed, and she made it very articulate. And then the second thing was the bathroom routine where she brushed her teeth. And I always opposed that. I says coffee doesn't taste good once you brush your teeth. So I wanted to have my cup of coffee and then brush my teeth. I wasn't really that concerned about making my bed. And so I was rebellious. Well, later on in life, we found out that there were a lot of missed opportunities that my mother experienced because of her steps that she had put in place that prevented her from having that sporadic impulse to move on a prompting or to move on a window of opportunity. Because sometimes we have created these habits and we refuse to change, that opportunity knocks on the door. And we miss opening the door because we have seven things we have to do before we even make it to the door. And so I'm challenging you tonight to challenge the thing that is really preventing you from changing. Because if you don't change your mind, you'll never change your future. I'm Portia Chandler.